This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Good, good. If you're just joining us, we've been doing a 3-day marathon of the Jabbercast. And our last hour now.
You're nuts.
No. What? What? Oh, I thought you could see them. Whoa. Hello to Kiwi out there listening. Yeah, there we go. It's always got some input for the show. We don't know what it is, but...
How you been, Big JD?
Slowly recovering. Look at he's a ham now.
Yeah. He's going to be a...
He's going to be...
On a plate.
Dinner. With an apple in his beak. Little baby apple. Crab apple.
Parakeet for dinner.
Parakeet. Two of them? Oh, no, there's just one there. So, yeah, I'm slowly recovering, you know, and just about to finish up with my Demerol.
You're not going to renew
your... It's been
a
fun stint.
You're not going to renew your prescription?
I may, just to have it around.
Well, yeah.
It's a safety net. Just feel good knowing it's in the cupboard.
I'm sure there is quite a bit of psychological...
Not easy to come by, that stuff. Yeah, there's some psychological madness. Did you see the little video?
That's too funny. Big JD's, he's like a Mexican jumping bean laying on his belly.
That happened all the time, though. Like, it'd make you twitch like crazy. And it'd wake me up. But the thing is, you bounce like inches... Half a foot.
Half a foot.
Yeah. That's how much it like would make you twitch and stuff. Muscular.
It's the part you say afterwards. Oh,
yeah, yeah. God. It's crazy. Oh, it scares you, man. Sound asleep and like, oh, my God. Like I thought, you know, I'm just being...
I just fell from 1,000 feet. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's what it sounds like in your voice.
Yeah. I was scared to death. It scares you, man.
And Lana's chuckling as she's holding the camera.
Yeah, she's just taping it, man. Can you believe that? That's the most beautiful thing she ever did. And I love her for that.
I love her, too.
Kind of stuff. But
she's... are you rubbing off on her?
I was thinking of adding a show in the near future. Because I was going to talk about a couple things. And I thought maybe if we add a show like this, some kind of a creative juices show. Because we're both pretty creative.
Yes.
And we have, you know... No creative people and things like that. That'd be a nice show to talk about. And maybe we have some of our, you know, like Border City Radio playing in the background and some of our recordings and stuff. Because you got recordings with your band and I have recordings. You just play it like in the background kind of thing and talk about all things creative.
I'm all for it.
That'd be cool.
Except the music playing in the background.
No, why?
I don't know. That does... for some reason, I think... In the human mind, I think you can have stuff in the background just for a certain period of time.
Brief period, yeah.
I'm going to say 2-3 minutes.
Well, maybe that's what we'll do, like in and out of, you know, stuff as we talk about it kind of thing.
Because we did have a show where we played TV themes through the whole... It was like...
But we weren't aware of the volume and all that stuff. And it was like some of it, I don't think you could hear us talking.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's always for our own enjoyment, though. Who cares about anybody listening? This is just for us. No, I'm just kidding.
And both of our...
All you people out there matter.
Left.
Yeah. Our listener just shut his computer off.
Do people still do that?
Shut the computers off? No.
Yeah. When they're done.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I bet there's a lot of people that do. You know what? I bet there's most people do. Shut their computer off when they're done.
What?
Yeah. I'm done. I'm finished. It. Log out. Yeah. But I mean, I bet there's a lot of people that just shut it off. They don't know, or they're afraid to leave it on, or they don't know. I can just leave it on all the time. It doesn't matter. I think so.
Well, we should start a poll. Do you turn your computer off? I think some people might do it at night.
Yeah.
Turn it off at night. Not necessary. It's good to restart it every once in a while. But when it's sleeping, it doesn't really...
My computers are on 24/7, man. This one here, I just close the lid and it's sleeping. But when I open it up, it's like ready to, it's just roaring with power, ready to go. Never a buffer out of this thing. It's just beautiful.
And what do you got there?
This? Yeah. Oh, the new MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro, yeah.
17-inch unibody.
You got the prototype. Yeah, I think that doesn't exist yet. They're going to announce that.
Wonder what they're going to announce for that. That might really get me. 17-inch, 19-inch. Maybe that's what they'll announce. A 19-inch unibody. Look at it. He loves it. It is a he, right? Is Kiwi a boy or a girl?
I'm going to say he's a man.
No, he's not even a boy. He's a man.
Well, yeah, he's been around for a while.
Sounds like a woman. He just doesn't shut up.
He's, no. He's 50 years old in human years. But anyway, you want to get to some news?
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay. By the way, the Demerol's for a back problem. Every show I say, oh, Demerol this, Demerol that. Yeah. Oh, I'm on dope.
He's a white punk on dope. But
so we're in the newsroom.
Yeah, we're in the newsroom.
And how about Sunday, eh? Israelis attack Palestinians.
What was the Sunday reference to?
Israeli strikes Gaza.
Yeah, that was...
At least 280 people killed.
That was yesterday.
That's craziness, eh? Warplanes pressing one of Israel's deadliest assaults ever on Palestinian militants. Drop bombs and missiles on top security installation, a mosque, TV station, dozens of other targets across the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip on Sunday.
So it was like a retaliation, like it always is.
Yeah.
The
I don't think they start anything.
They shoot rockets over. They actually shoot it over the border. Like they go, I don't know, mile maybe, these rockets. And
well, these are warplanes.
Well, yeah, then the Israelis have like F-18
fighters. Oh, you mean them attacking Israel
the
first or whatever?
Are shooting
with
stuff on their shoulder.
Yeah, they don't have airplanes, do they?
No, I don't think they have airplanes, period. They just have these rocket launchers that they put on their shoulder and they shoot rockets into Israel.
It's funny, it's a very modern technology with very unmodern place. You know what I mean? It's weird. Like, it's just almost like a, you know, kind of a Stone Age's people. And here they got rocket launchers on their shoulder. Like, it's the whole concept of it is a little weird to me.
I don't know they're that backwards. Not like cavemen. The Palestinians.
Well, no, but I mean, it's just like it's desert and they're wrapped in whatever they're wrapped in. And, you know what I mean? Sandals. And they got this rocket launchers and they're shooting like the latest thing over the border to blow things up. It's like, it's almost like a uncivilized game for both sides, sort of, even a little bit.
Well, Israel is a very modern place, you know.
Pretty much, I guess. And I mean, they have quite an army, I guess, but
and an air force.
But especially from the Palestinian side, it seems like so uncivilized. Like, you know, and here's this rocket launchers, and it's just funny.
The Gaza Strip, by the way, is not a desert. It's just rocky.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, a Middle Eastern desert tree and...
There's no desert.
Rocketry.
It's rocks.
Very rocks and rockets.
Yeah.
There's sand everywhere.
There's sand
everywhere. The rocks are all in sand.
If you bust up a rock...
I mean, there's no grass anywhere, probably.
Not much grass, no. Not too many lawns.
Do you think they buy and sell grass?
I think they're more into hash.
Oh yeah,
but it's like
oil. That was beautiful.
It's like swatting a fly with an anvil. Well, the fly's dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
you lift it up and he's still going.
No, he's not.
Some people are like roaches. You can't kill him.
He's pulverized. I don't.
But that's some big news anyway for Sunday.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What else you got? Got anything fun for us?
A fun stuff. You want fun? News?
No, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that's of importance.
Well,
here he goes. Right for the Mac stuff.
Yeah, Walmart's selling iPhones.
The phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Walmart's or $2 cheaper than than anywhere.
$2
else.
Cheaper?
$1.97 for so the
would you go there to save the $2 than someplace else? Would somebody do that? I guess so, because they're already at Walmart. That's where people shop, for brick and mortar.
Yep.
Not for the brick and mortar, but at a brick and mortar place. It's Walmart, man. I love Walmart. Some people are Zellers people. Are you Zellers people?
I can't stand either one of those places. I don't
like. Yeah, that's what you said that before. Yeah, I like Walmart. Why not? Would you go to Sears instead or something like that? See, I don't like Sears and the Bay and stuff like that.
Why? What do you? Not that I would go there, but why? I would go I to know, Sears to buy something kinda, specific, like a mattress or a
well,
saw.
Yeah, but you can't really get some of that stuff at Walmart. Or a saw, yeah. I'd get a saw at Walmart, I think, but it depends on if you want a certain type, like go to Canadian Tire because I want Mastercraft, or go to Sears because I want Craftsman.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing, I guess. But just to shop for things and to buy a, you know, DVD player or buy some DVDs or buy, you know, some t-shirts or whatever, I'd be at Walmart, man. Prices. Good prices, same junk.
It's same junk, yes. My wife, I honestly, she goes there. She goes to Leamington probably 3 times a month to shop at Walmart for stuff.
I wonder if some people have built up that, you know, Sears is always, you know, the big stood by them by themselves department store kind of place where you go and you buy quality stuff. And Walmart and Zellers and those places are like just almost like what the Dollarama is now or something like that. I don't think so, but... But I mean, the prices are better, and it's not like it's just nothing refurbished at Walmart or anything. You know what I mean?
No. Nope.
Like it's, I love Walmart. Great selection, good prices, rollback, open 24 hours now. Gotta love it. I can go in there right as soon as I'm done this. Walmart.
I'm going to Walmart, yeah? He says.
Everybody join me. The Jabbercast broadcasting live from Walmart.
Let's support our Chinese workers. Making
no Chinese workers at Walmart.
No, but they're making.
That's where everything's from.
That are making the stuff. Yeah. The melamine.
And you do you think Sears and Bay stuff is from the U.S. and Canada?
No, it's from different it's from Asian countries.
Yeah, little kids make it. Midget Asians.
Midget like Asians.
Yeah.
Do you think Asians are typically smaller than Caucasian people?
Yeah, I think if you only eat rice, you tend not to grow as big as.
Right, but they got McDonald's in China now.
Yeah, but they make rice burgers.
Right. You ever see that show, Bizarre Foods?
No, I don't think so.
That's a great show. He eats everything. Last one, he was...
A lot of weird things.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost like the... What's that show where you have to make all... Win money in the end or something, and they make them do all kinds of crazy things, and they eat really weird stuff.
Hi, kitty.
Whoa, what am I doing?
I don't know.
Hey,
Rooster testicles. I guess they're really good.
Huh? I thought you were calling me that for a second.
They serve him in a soup. But anyway, we're in the news here.
That's yeah, what's going on, man?
We went from $99 iPhone. Oh, no, they're $197 iPhones.
And then $1,000 for the monthly package.
Right. Another story I want to mention was on Wednesday night is New Year's Eve. And they're going to be adding a second onto the year we're in right now. And you know why they do that, right?
Adding what?
A second.
Why?
Because we have to keep in sync with time.
The Mayan calendar.
No, just so that the weather matches summer and winter matches winter and whatever.
Because, it's all in your farmer's almanac.
But this is all based on how the Earth spins on its axis. This Earth spins slower than a day. Like, you know, a day isn't exactly.
It's actually fast, but it's slow to us, I think. The Earth is actually spinning fast.
Yeah, it actually is spinning fast.
Center, actually, anyways. On the outside, it's slow. That's how that works.
No, on the outside, it's fast. On the inside, it's slow.
We're actually spinning pretty
fast on the outside of the Earth.
Well, but the outside, though, does go around a lot slower than the inside. You know what I mean?
It's physics. We're going to be It's a physics class.
The inside gets around, like, super fast in one turn. But the outside, there's a big circumference.
If you want to
look up the word.
Look up the word. Well, anyway, back to the thing. Time. It's all about time. So we want to, it's the same reason they add a leap day in. So every 4 years we add a whole day. But every once in a while, every year, once in a while, we'll add a second here and a second.
Yeah, I was thinking when you said that leap, it's referred to as leap year. And I was thinking, well, we add a year, but
some people call it a leap second. People are calling it a leap second. if you want to look at it that way. So you won't notice it. It'll take, they'll start counting the ball coming down in New York, Times Square there. And then they'll start counting it a second later than they did last year.
So will they start at 9 instead? 9, 8, instead of saying 10? Or do you think they'll just go 10, 9, 8?
Actually, and when you're, it's 11, actually.
11? Oh, they're adding, right? Okay, yeah, start at 1. Or they'll go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. They wait. There'll be a pause there for a second.
Wait a second.
Or the ball will come down to the bottom at 0, and then they'll bring it up one notch and then back down. I wonder how that's going to work. It's going to be crazy.
No, it's
this is fine. The first time they've ever done it, too.
It'll be fine.
So every 600 billion years is a leap second, because this is the first time, and we've been in existence for billions and billions of years.
Not billions.
Although some say we haven't been.
I think the Earth is like 4 billion years old as an entity. Hmm. That's from what I know. Anyway. And they just found some. What did they just find?
Human?
Oh, no. It's graves in Egypt. Hmm. Do you hear about that now?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're not going to get into that. We should get into...
Save it for the show. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do? Are we going to get into our topic today?
Do we have a topic?
Yeah, we do. And you know what it is? Ufology.
It's the study of ufology?
Ufology.
Mefology.
I actually had our show up here at some point, and I'm looking for it again. Our website, which is thejabbercast.com. You can go there to check out what's the upcoming shows.
Yes.
And to listen to the podcast, because all the shows are recorded and broadcast as podcasts after. In the archives, you can go to the iTunes store, search Big JD there, you come up with all our shows. But anyway, ufology, UFOs, aliens, life on Mars, the believers and the skeptics, we take a look at the possibility of life other than on Earth. Or are they here among us? So.
Where would you like to start?
Oh, boy. You believe in aliens?
Of course.
And do you believe there's like more than one planet of aliens out at wherever?
Absolutely.
Do you think they're here among us?
Okay, no, that's a totally different thing. I don't think they're here now, no.
Okay. So, yeah, I believe there's aliens, UFOs. Do you think we're going to see something in 2012? Do you 2012? Think that's going to be disclosed?
I don't think anything outside of our own realm is going to happen in 2012.
No.
I don't think it has anything to do with an outside entity coming here.
It's supposed to be. I think it's not the end, but it's supposed to be the end as we know it. And it's supposed to be a spiritual enlightenment.
Good.
And the reason they're talking about something like that, this isn't a 2012 show, but it's somehow seems like it ties in, you know? They're related.
I don't think it does, but you do. Go ahead.
Well, it seems to be that they're related. We're supposed to learn some things that we've not been really shown before, they say. And then about the Mayans and their knowledge and even beyond that, like the ancient Egypt and things like that, where they got their knowledge and how they got their pyramids built and everything. It all ties in supposedly with, people, I don't even you wouldn't call them people maybe, but aliens from elsewhere, right? You know, that those are the stories that...
That's usually where aliens come from, somewhere else.
Yeah. So aliens, but...
So you're saying
it all kind of ties in.
Gave...
The hieroglyphics, the things that are, you know, they... It's all... seems to point to alien races. There are people that visited Earth somehow. And even they say that, what we refer to as God is... not necessarily like what we think of as a person, but yet an energy of some kind, or what we think of it now is not what they thought of it back then, where it's was a sort of a just an energy, like a thing, not like a person.
So do you think that these aliens came to the Mayans and to the Egyptians and took the human race, brought them to a different level?
Things seem to point to that. And, it said that a lot of these these past races had incredible intelligence or technology that was way more advanced than ours, which is odd because, I mean, there were no skyscrapers and there was no, I don't think, any flying machines and things, you know what I mean? Other than maybe from elsewhere that come here, you know what I mean? It's all possibility. I'm not saying like I necessarily, you know, I know that that's the way things were, but with their technology supposedly being like more advanced than ours, how can that be when they never had any of this? Like, there were no computers. How can technology be more advanced than ours? There are no satellites in the sky. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yet they knew things that were so advanced that we can't figure things out. And their disappearance is like incredible to us. You know what I mean? We can't figure any of it out.
Yes, there does seem to point to an outside entity coming down and telling these people.
And that's just stuff. Like when you think about UFOs and ufology and aliens and things like that. When you see how they're described and that there's like maybe like no genital to them or they're, you know, like a, it's almost as if it's like there's a primitiveness to it or them, yet they're far more advanced than us. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's really strange.
So you think it's their job to come here and straighten us out?
Well, it's been said, you know, that it's not necessarily to straighten things out, maybe to make sure that we don't, you know, do whatever. Maybe we're an experiment here. Maybe they've integrated somehow with us and don't want us to destroy ourselves. Maybe they're here to help. Maybe they're part of the God, you know what I mean, thing. And they have to kind of coach us along our way. And we've gotten to a point where we need help maybe. I really don't know what the reason is or a reason for them visiting or anything like that. But
do you think they're here among us right now?
I think they may be here and have integrated and, yeah, I think that they could be, yeah. Or maybe even hidden here somewhere. They say there's a center to the earth. They say that they have, places where aliens reside under the oceans and things like that and all kinds of things, but they may be someplace.
That's interesting that, there's places on earth where
people can hide, yeah. That you don't even never find. Look at Bin Laden. He's hiding. We can't find him.
Bin Laden.
How can somebody hide on the U.S. military?
Because they're hiding him. Or they just...
He might not even be alive anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He might have died because he was sick, because he was really sick.
Yeah, like, tell everybody, just put out my VCR tape every... Pretty soon we won't be able to listen to his messages because there'll be no such thing at all as VCRs.
Because that's what they come on, A-tapes.
Yeah, there was VCRs, and then they switched to VCR CD together in the thing, remember? And then eventually the VCRs will be gone. Yeah, but anyway, it's a technology
maybe,
thing.
No, I was going to say something stupid about tying Bin Laden into the UFOs, but there's no doing that.
I don't think so.
No. So when you were a kid, were you fascinated by UFOs?
Well, if I think back about that now. Excuse me. No, I don't know if I had ever thought anything of UFOs and aliens and anything like that.
Oh, no.
No. I don't recall when I think of my, you know, as a kid, was I ever thinking about aliens or was I into that or thought it was cool or anything? No.
I was really into astronomy when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I always thought of there has to be somebody else out there, some other entity. And then I think my dad actually, he kind of got interested in that and the whole, I think he was... You know, he was around when the whole thing at Roswell happened, and the secrets behind that. And I think that was a time when the people really trusted the government to be doing right by them. They always thought the government was there to protect them, and they're doing things in their best interest. Whereas I think now there's more of a skepticism that is pervasive amongst all the. You know, Canada and the United States, relatively intelligent people, realize we're getting some wool pulled over our eyes. Whereas back in those days, I think it was the beginning of that kind of mentality. Like, something did happen there, and they're not telling us everything. And why aren't they telling us everything? Because it must be really true then that there's, you know, there's...
Well, there's some countries that have agreed to disclose, to make available some of the information that's been, you know, hidden all this time. And I think England is one, France. So, I mean, if governments are even saying, you know, we have information that's been hidden from the public and we're going to release a certain amount of it now. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some truth to something going on somewhere, or that, you know, the governments know more of than we do. You know what I mean?
So, okay, cool. I wanted to ask about video. That was another thing that mm-hmm. I had on my list of things I wanted to discuss. I remember back in the day, there was like the pictures that you used to see of UFOs. It was just, it could be anything nowadays, like just a light in the sky that was kind of
Blurred awful. Or something. Yeah, even it was crazy. Whatever.
Whereas now you go on YouTube and you punch in UFO, you could sit there all day and watch UFO videos.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And some of them are credible looking for sure. The one that I think of that is kind of cool is there's people up in a, are they in a helicopter? I think they're in a helicopter. And they're looking at the World Trade Center. They're mm-hmm. right at the same level as World Trade Center. And somebody notices something next to the building.
Yeah.
Do you see that one?
No, I'm not sure if I've seen lots of them. Probably might have seen it passing.
A half a second, that thing that's over at the World Trade Center, and they're, I don't know, maybe a half a mile away from it. It's right next to them, like right there. Like, and the guy was like freaked out, like, whoa! And next thing, he's right there, and 2 seconds later, poof,
gone. Yeah, the stories are incredible. Some of the videos are really incredible, and some of the videos that look incredible are, you know, said to be hoaxes too. There's some people that, you know, had a lot of the movement on UFO and the Mars thing and disclosure and getting NASA to do certain things or disclose certain things. And usually when some of these people have really study what is what's real or what they kind of distinguish from the whole, all the videos and stuff of what is probably real and not real, like what are fakes and not fakes, and look at some of the things that they say are real. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. You can't discount it and can't say that it doesn't exist, but we have, you know, no 100%, you know, knowledge that it's all real. But when you hear stories from credible people like pilots and things like that, that, you know, they've seen things that are unidentified and it's not something to do with the Air Force or something that they're testing or anything like that, and they've just seen things that are unexplainable, you know, then it's got to be something. And they say that there's, I guess there's some particular like goggle vision things where you can look up in the sky, like even at night, and watch activity. Hmm. And they're supposed to be pretty amazing. I've heard them talk about it on Coast to Coast AM, which is a really cool place to find out information on this stuff and listen to discussions. Is coasttocoastam.com.
Yeah.
It's a paid for podcast, but it's on, like, most radio stations carry it through the night.
Yes.
It's LA time. It starts, I think, like 10 o'clock. So on our Eastern Standard Time here, it's like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning or something. They start and all through the night for like 4, 5, 6 hours it's on. And usually it's about UFO stuff and unexplained phenomena, things like that. But anyway,
paranormal.
Yeah. And a lot of 2012 stuff, Mars stuff. They have an advisory board that, you know, people are related to all these different fields and everything. And one of them actually is a Enterprise Mission, enterprisemission.com, or enterprisemission.com. Richard C. Hoagland, he's one of the kind of regulars where they get information from when they have shows like that thing, or sometimes he's on himself. And enterprisemission.com is a lot mainly to do with Mars, okay. You know, and he and a lot of others believe that there was, you know, Mars was civilized at one time.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Do you think there was ever any people on Mars?
I don't think so.
People think that we're going to actually be visiting Mars and moving to Mars at some point in time.
I know. I don't understand that. It's just so far away. Why are we even thinking of Mars? Unless they know something.
I don't know, yeah.
Do you think that the U.S. government in particular, do you think they know stuff?
I think they know things about things. I don't know 100% if they know things about Mars. And it wouldn't be from, I don't think from us learning maybe, but from being disclosed by alien sources maybe of what's really going on around the planets. But it's hard to say unless aliens are able to survive in certain conditions other than what we are, you know, Or maybe Mars at one time was like our planet is, you know, right. Could have been billions and billions, you know, years ago. But
when the sun was hotter in a...
But then again, Earth would have to be different than Mars was at that time. So one of them wouldn't have been able to support life possibly. You know what I mean? If the world was always nice like this, then, and Mars was nice like this at one time, Mars couldn't change and us not, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
So yeah, there had
I
to be...
at one time, if that was the case, Earth had to been too hot to live on and Mars
yeah,
would be...
something. So that's a possibility. They say there's structures on Mars. They say there's structures on the moon for that matter. They say we didn't go to the moon.
Yes, that's true.
Do you think that's true?
Do I think that we didn't go to the moon?
Do you think we did or did not go to...
I think we went to the moon.
And they say they we're planning another moon trip, yet it's almost like we're trying to develop the technology to go to the moon, yet we've done it like dozens of years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
It's like we can't get to the moon. You know, there's projects that, you know, and they've canned the projects at various times actually to go to the moon. And it's like, why wouldn't we be going to the moon all the time?
Because there's nothing there.
I suppose.
What do we want to do in the moon?
Just to do it. But they say there's a moon race right now still, like a space race, and to go to the moon for the next project. You know, to go to the moon, and it's Russia's going to beat the U.S. And, you know, have you ever heard anything about that?
No, I thought...
Yeah, there's all this stuff goes on, yet if we've been to the moon already, like, why is everybody making a fuss about it? Or the Chinese are going to get to the moon before, like, why is there any kind of a race when we've been there and done that? Have the Russians been on the moon, too? Do they say?
I don't think the Russians have been to the moon.
No. What's the race if we've been there already? We're already up on them. Just say, yeah, we've been there. We've been there, done that.
But they're doing the whole space station thing now. I mean, they're that close to the moon already, so...
Yeah, the space station. That's another... What goes on in the space station? Just a homing point for experimentation and things like that? What goes on there?
Space sex. See if we can make babies up in space.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. They perform experiments. Experiments.
Yeah.
And they're turning urine into water.
And you'd think with the space station probably being our biggest advance, you know, our thing in space technology and that whole thing, you would think that there'd be something going on with UFOs in the space station. Because that would be our connection. That's our, you know...
Yeah,
our globe's space thing is the space station.
Right. If a UFO guy wants to talk to us, go to the space station. Yeah. No one on Earth can see it, and you're still talking to humans. And
but I don't think anything goes on there.
That's what's going on.
Our guys are up there losing tools.
Losing tools. Was it a guy or a girl?
Oh, I don't know. Specifically, I don't know.
I think it was a chick. She lost the tools.
All chick lost their tool at some point. They were made like that.
And they lost a rib too while they were at it, right?
They were made from our rib. That's the story. Oh,
that's
there.
Right. They got more ribs than we do.
Do they actually have more ribs?
Yeah,
I know they are made from rib. Would you like one less rib?
Ribs.
You can do more without one of your ribs.
You can't have babies, I guess. I don't know. Don't ask me about these skeletal.
I'm not
going to
get rid of any of my ribs then if I can't have babies.
If I can't have babies. So how come you're not having kids?
Where'd that come from?
Because you're talking about making babies. This is a ufology show.
I don't have time for kids. Don't have time to make them even.
Yeah.
I don't have time to try.
I don't think Atlanta's ready to have kids.
Why?
She's developing herself. She's just going.
Career-wise and school-wise and all that stuff, yeah. Yeah, I mean, kids are great. Kids are cool. Kids are fun. But do they fit into our schedule right now? Not really. We're both pretty busy people.
Yes. But so, and is Lana's a couple years younger than you?
No, she's like 5.5 years older than me.
I don't believe that.
No, she's younger, like 7 years younger than me or something. Okay.
She's fertile.
So she's like 17 or something.
17. You want to get into some tech talk or some Sunday music morning mayhem?
That's what it's called.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
This is DJ DeBees, and you've got it tuned in to WKBR.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Like that?
Whoa. That's a nice intro.
It was an intro, but I made it into an ending.
Sure. Very nice. This morning's music mayhem.
No. Tech Talk.
Oh.
That was just the idea we heard. Tech Talk.
Holy moly.
That's the format that's always been.
Okay. Sorry. I'm off to somewhere else.
So Tech Talk, what do you want to talk about today? I thought one thing we talk about is probably your the all-in-one type systems. You can buy things that are like, do more than just one thing, you know what I mean? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's called Simplify. It's from Griffin. It's a gadget. It acts as a charger, sync. It acts like a dock, a regular iPod or iPhone dock. And it also has slots in the front for compact flash cards, memory sticks, SD cards.
There's two slots, actually, but they'll hold a bunch of different cards, right? Probably even the Sony memory stick and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, the one on the left does memory sticks, XD cards, and SD cards. And the one on the right does compact flash, which is the common ones.
The granddaddy.
Yeah, it is a granddaddy. It's funny.
I don't know why they still use it.
That's a good question. I don't know why they still use it either. My MicroTrack uses it, and our old Canon camera that the rest of the family uses has a compact flash in it as well. And it's a USB hub. It's got two USB ports on the back, so you can plug other stuff into it. I have my printer plugged into it and my other dock plugged into it. So it's like it's a space-saving thing.
Ooh, space. Fits right in line with our...
It fits right in line with the show.
And the technology itself of all-in-one, I mean, it's not necessarily a new idea, but it's becoming more and more prominent. And it's, I mean, like even your computer. Your computer's an all-in-one. It's not, you don't have a separate tower and a separate monitor and a separate speakers for that matter, necessarily. It's right. All built into the monitor. It's the iMac, 20,000 inch.
20,000 inch.
Well, the biggest thing, isn't it? 24 inch.
Oh, 24 inches, yeah.
But it's an all-in-one thing. Like, yes. Almost like a laptop. A laptop is an all-in-one computer as opposed to most desktops that are like a bunch of different pieces. You got a separate monitor and you got the tower, and then you have speakers that you got to plug in and all that stuff. And, you know, these are all like self-contained units, just like the Simplify thing where, you know, it does more than just one thing. Instead of having a USB card reader plugged in and a USB hub plugged in and a dock station for your iPod. I mean, it's all in one thing. And that's
all those one, yeah. I would like it if it had two things.
Yeah, you were talking about one of those before, but then
they do make it. Griffin, the same company makes.
Right, but it's not going to be as all-in-one as that, though. You're going to have two docks and that's it, right, probably?
They have two docks and four docks.
Right, but that's all that's in it.
That's all.
There's
that's
no card reader. There's no hub.
Yeah, I want them to add the functionality to that.
Yeah, why don't they put everything? You know what I mean? But then again, somebody might want this without this, and you know, or make you have to change next year. They come out with something that, you know, but yeah, it's kind of odd why they don't just do everything, like put four docks on it and all the stuff. But then again, who's got four iPods besides the Lippos?
A lot of people. I know.
Well, yeah, guy and girl kind of thing, or if they got kids, they got a few, I guess, or a couple at least.
Positively,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. But is there anybody that just has like, you know, a couple iPods for himself? Yeah.
Yes.
The Lippos.
Yes.
You have three I know of that are just yours. Like you have your classic that you kept when you got your iPhone, but you also have the little guy you use at work, I think.
Yeah, the Shuffle.
Do you even use that at work anymore since your iPhone's right on, you got it all the time?
The Shuffle is the way to go because it's so compact and so just.
Do you have any of your previous Shuffles? Did you have the little white Shuffle?
I never had another Shuffle.
Oh, okay.
That was the only Shuffle I had.
I got mine stolen. Somebody smashed the window of my Jeep and took my iPod Shuffle and the lighter charger
and
some change.
But you claimed it was a power book, right?
No, I didn't do anything.
$100 shuffle turns into a $3,000.
Should have done that.
That's insurance fraud. Would've, you should not should've. Have done that.
Shouldn't have done that. That's yeah. right.
You can go to jail for insurance fraud.
Jail for insurance fraud.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
that's absolutely.
Sure. He's saying everything I'm saying.
No, I'm not. It's a latency you're hearing.
Latency.
So, yeah, there you have some all-in-one tech talk there, and moving right along.
This is DJ DeBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
By the way, yeah. Is the new show up yet? No? BorderCityRadioPodcast.com.
I'm not liking the page I made.
Okay, that's right. You had to finish up with the website before the show comes. The show's in the bag, though, isn't it?
Show's in the bag, yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'm just not digging it. And I want to do it right, so because it's CSS, and I want to make sure that if I want to update something, I just type a couple lines, and up it goes.
But I have to ask you again, though.
Yeah,
ask me again. You're knocking yourself out with the CSS thing. Why don't you just... and in Dreamweaver, I take it, you're doing it all in.
Yep.
So I don't get the thing where it's a big... to do with the CSS to update your pages when they just update automatically anyways. I change one little speck on my site and all the pages are changed right away.
Yes.
But I think what you're not, either you want to do the hands-on thing.
I want to do the hands-on thing and okay. When I want to change it, I want to keep it fresh. It just right. takes a little tweaking of the CSS as opposed to going in and bringing other stuff in and type a new HTML out. That's it. That's the
but there reason. Is none of that. That's the thing I don't get.
There is none of what?
I'm just wondering if there's something you're missing on Dreamweaver, and that's the template. When you have a template that all your pages are based on,
mm-hmm.
and you change anything in that template, everything's just updated automatically. It's no HTML, no nothing. I can change a date. I can change a picture. I can change news that I might have in a sidebar, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I just change it on there,
mm-hmm.
and everything's changed. And it's like this. And no playing around.
You sure it's not like...
that? No, it's like this. It's like that.
Templates, well, that's the same. It's the same thing. That's what CSS.
It's the same thing, but I guess because maybe you're doing yours more... you're not really doing the graphic thing. Are you specifically getting into... Are you doing it from code? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm typing.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm coding.
Okay. Why don't you just do it the other way?
I don't know. I'm code monkey. I like to keep up on that kind of stuff and keep my brain wrapped around the whole concept of what's going on.
The CSS thing is probably cool to know. I just can't figure it out. But at the same time, it's all working in the background anyway when I do my thing. And
yes.
Then at least that way, like... your page could have been up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I could put it up right now as the way it is. I don't know what, I'm thinking of a lot of things that I don't want to get into right now. But
he's so creative.
I don't know if it's creative or...
there's just too many things going on.
I don't know if I'm just thinking too far down the line or what's going on. But I got a lot of music to play, that's for sure.
You got a lot of music to record.
No, I'm not that's even what I'm waiting on. I'm not even into that.
Oh, man. He's a great musician and harp player and everything, and there isn't anything. There's nothing by him.
Nope. It's barren dry creatively as far as music goes. But this morning, speaking of music, we're going to play a song from an awesome album that came out in 1970 called Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. I remember being a kid and almost this whole album was played on the radio at one time. Because the songs were, well, some of them are like they're standards, like Cry Me a River for one. You know, there's like been like a million jazz people have done Cry Me a River, and they do some Stones in Air, Honky Tonk Woman, and they do the Beatles tune.
Is it all covers?
Maybe. Well, Leon Russell was in the band. He traveled. He was one of the Mad Dogs, or he was an Englishman. One of those two,
mm-hmm.
And they did a couple of his tunes as well. quite a few of them, actually. There's three of them that I see in there. So, and this tune here is Space Captain, which was done by a guy named Matthew Moore. I don't even know who he is, but that's the guy.
Related to Michael.
Maybe. Might have been Michael's father. No, he was an auto worker in Flint at GM. But yeah, this is Space Captain, awesome tune by Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Matthew Moore's song. Remember the name? Matthew Moore's called Space Captain. Bye.
Thanks a lot. That's what we're about. That's really good of you, really.
Hey, I'm Big JD. I'm at the Joe Cocker concert. Anyway, there you have Joe Cocker. Is that whole disc live?
The whole disc is live, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I wanted to mention also...
That's why there's all the covers on it then, probably.
The people that were touring with him was Leon Russell was in there, who's an awesome piano player,
dude. Big-time dude, sure.
And Dave Mason. And
Dave Mason, yeah.
Bonnie... Bramlett.
Bonnie Raitt.
Delaney and Bonnie. Was that the group?
What is that? No, I don't know if I know that.
It was the two people that Eric really Clapton up hooked up with after he got off heroin.
Oh, yeah? I was never up on the Joe Cocker family tree or anything like that. So
the Joe Cocker family
Joe Cocker, tree. Leon Russell, Dave Mason, like really any, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Pink Floyd, whatever, some of the, you know what I mean? But the offshoots, I don't really, you know, I don't think I was ever really into that as when I was younger as I am nowadays, you know, like sure. It more, appreciate it.
Have you ever seen Joe Cocker?
No, not live. Did you?
Yes.
What's wrong with Joe Cocker? Does he have something? Because he's like little cerebral palsy-ish or something.
That's just him, man.
Oh, is it? That's all it is?
That's all it is. There's nothing
so interviews wrong. And whatever, he's not like...
He doesn't do that so much.
He seems like, you know, there was, what was it? Remember the old TV show, just the girls? And one of the girls was, her name was Terry or something. And she was in like this boarding school thing or whatever. And she was moving to like Joe Cocker moves. Terry, I think her name was. And Joe, remember Joe? She was like the tomboy of the thing. She had a motorcycle and that. She was.
What show? Tomboy, was this hot. Like a TV series?
Yeah, TV series. Like Different Strokes time and all that, you know? In fact, the Different Strokes maid was the lady of the that took care of this house with all girls in it, dorm thing. Oh, I wish I could remember what the name of it was. Tootie. Remember Tootie? She was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All girls. And Blair was like the hot chick with blonde hair that was all that, supposedly, or at least she thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Natalie.
Holy moly. She remembers all the characters' names.
I got a memory like a... sieve.
Like a sieve, yeah. It's a very selective...
Everything just slips through the cracks.
Very selective
of
memory.
This old memory. So yeah, there you have some Joe Cocker. Pretty cool. And there's nothing wrong with Joe Cocker, so...
Nothing wrong with him, no.
No.
He just gets into the tunes. I suspect
like an odd way, though. Like, it's pretty unique the way he... You know what I mean? It's almost like a retarded thing. That's what I thought. Something was wrong with him.
Let's get retarded in here. No.
What is, that's a chick, eh? Let's get retarded.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, it's not retarded.
That's the original version.
Oh, right. Okay. And what did they change it to?
Let's get
retired.
It started.
Let's retire.
Let's retire.
Well, I'd love to retire myself. Boy.
Yeah, I know.
It's a hard life. It's a hard life. Somebody's got to live it.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Hey, Craig, if you listen to the show for the first time, how you doing? Moving on to the Jabber quote. This week's Jabber quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of UFO model ships. You can build your own UFO. Some have motors in them and some are just plastic. You can find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Right next to Jay Leno's place.
Studio.
It sucks building a UFO model. You just get two plates, glue them together, and that's all you're done.
That's a flying saucer.
No parts are for little three-year-olds to eat. And choke on. I remember once when I don't really remember it. I guess probably from being told when I was 3 years old, telling my mother I put my blanket up my nose, and she didn't understand what I was talking about. What do you mean you put your blanket up your nose? I had shoved It was like some kind of a, you know, a wool blanket or whatever, but it had all the little balls on it. You know, you get stuff on like clothes or blankets from washing and all. And I shoved millions of them up my nose. They had to take me to the hospital, get them all out. And apparently I shoved rockets up my nose too at some point in time. That was like last week. Anyway, Jabber quote, what do you got for us?
There's not much in the...
I should just make an ID that says, there's not much on here. I got about three or four of them. And then you don't have to say it every week.
I don't know how to come back from that. Usually I have like more than one.
Yeah, I know. But you always say, I can't find anything specific on it. But I got like four of them here and then read them all
that's
off.
Not true.
That's what we do.
Some weeks I have like four really good ones. I can't pick them. I just say them all.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing around.
He's I always... feel so inadequate.
This isn't a sex show, so.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
Okay, let's give us the.
Bill Hicks said this in 1961. He was an American comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That's an act. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic, dude. I'm tripping right now, and I still see that's a fucking egg. All right. That wasn't very nice to say. I see the UFOs around it, but that's a gun.
That's just like somebody tripping for sure.
That's just, exactly.
It almost sounds like a no sense thing. That what's that guy that he overdosed recently or maybe a year or two ago or something? He was a good funny comedian, man. I love the guy. Always wore like aviator glasses that were kind of tinted. You couldn't really see his eyes. Shaky, really shaky. Like on, you know, you watch him holding his microphone in his hand, it'd be shaking like crazy from the coke.
Was it Joe Cocker?
No.
It's something. Okay.
I always forget his name. He was married to a chick too. That was a comedian. I want to say Dave something. Jeez, you know what I mean? And it was always little one-liner things, almost like Stephen Wright style.
Oh, you
know
okay.
I mean? Yeah. You know who I mean, though? Straight feathered hair.
Straight feathered hair. Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
great. I love him.
Yes, I know who you're talking about, but I do not know his name.
You know what I like about people like him? He's just a natural, man. He just does, it's kind of a one-of-a-kind thing, and he's very natural at it, and it's like... You know what I mean? I sort of see Stephen Wright in that way, but Stephen Wright, you know, I don't think is like that offstage. You know what I mean? Only in front of the camera.
Right.
But this guy's so natural, like Robin Williams is. You know what I mean? Robin Williams is the same. You get Robin Williams no matter what. You know what I mean? Whether you were hanging out with him somewhere or he was on TV or, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's just a natural personality. It's just right out there.
He's way out there. He was on Jay Leno this past week.
Was he? Yeah.
Like you say, he just goes. He doesn't sit in his chair. If he's got to make a point, he's up and he's around. He's
oh yeah, yeah. It's a big production, like, and that's just natural for him. That's his personality, and that's
could
great.
You hang around with him for like long periods of time.
You would have to have been since a kid or something, because now if you did, you'd need a break. Probably
you would need a break. Exactly.
You'd be out of control. Like, yeah,
I can't take that day in day out.
And speaking of back then and nowadays, like. I was watching the new Rush live thing.
The new Rush live thing?
Blu-ray. Amazing. Like the latest Snakes and Arrows live thing or whatever. I think that's the latest one, isn't it?
Yeah, where'd you see that at?
My buddy Terry has it. Blu-ray. And it's just a Blu-ray. He shows me Kung Fu Panda on Blu-ray and my eyes are just like, feel so good. Because my eyes are a disaster area. But when I watch Blu-ray, I feel so good. My eyes like are just... It's comforting to my eyes. It's perfect.
So you think that we are working too hard when we're watching normal TV without...
I think to some degree, everything, yeah. Our eyes work.
Because I know what the feeling you're saying.
But my eyes aren't good anyway. So, I mean, I work extra hard to see anything anyways. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I know. I know the exact same feeling.
At least I don't have this. So how are you? What's going on? How you been? I haven't seen you for a while. In fact, I've never seen you. Because I look over here to the left
of
it. I'm
never looking
at
you.
That's a wild thing, eh? I think we talked about that once on our, we had a show that was all about like hair lips and all that kind of stuff. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes. The freak.
But what I was getting at about the Rush thing is that how much older they look. That's what I wanted to say.
On Blu-ray.
No. I mean, they just, their age, you know what I mean? They yeah, look like,
because
but are they great, man? I like so many things about them. Pert is just Pert. He's effortless, man. And there's no spot left undrummed in a song, man. He's just like something going on constantly. You know what I mean? There's never just something standard going on with him.
He's never doing this.
He's everywhere.
He does do that, but is this...
He doesn't have time for it. He's so busy. He does this. He's a busy drumming man, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Steady.
And drums all the way around him. And they got great shots from over above him and everything. And I like it because those two guys are great. When a guitar player, Lifeson is really... he's pretty raw. He's always had kind of a raw sound, raw playing. You know what I mean? More like a... Mm-hmm. Just... I don't know. I like him.
For three guys, they know how to make some music. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, way off the Jabbercast. Jabber quote.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the Jabber quote. There's quotes, but it's just for
wait. Fun. Let me play that ID. No.
No. But from what the quotes that I'm reading here, that they're from the time. I always think of whenever one of these guys talks to one of the guys that are way up high in the military, I think of it just as propaganda now. Whereas back then when I was hearing that stuff, mm-hmm. I thought these people were really looking after us.
Yeah, nobody's looking after us except your mother.
And my mother's not here anymore. And your mother's not looking after you. You're looking after your mother.
Looking after my mom, yeah. That's what happens eventually with everybody's mothers, I think. At some point in time, we have to start looking out for our parents.
Yes.
Everything switches around. We become the parent.
That's what it is, yeah. Unfortunately, some parents realize that, okay, I've now relinquished the parent and my son is, or my daughter is now the parent.
Yeah, they look look toward us, I think, for like guidance and help. And
absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that, though. We owe it to them, no matter what the case is, I think.
No matter what the case is, we owe it to them, that's right.
Yeah, you got to help them. They have always done things for, well, I'm sure there's families where they haven't or whatever, but I mean, for the most part... your parents did a lot for you, yeah. So you got to do a lot for them, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different show in my
case. That is the parents' show.
In my case. But anyway, it's we're overtime.
Yeah, we are. And we never did have a quote, did we?
Not a real one, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. First time for everything. But you can visit thejabbercast.com for all the show notes.
There are no show notes. But and you can the go there and find a link to listen live.
All the video clips.
No video clips.
And the Jabbercast is going video podcast, aren't we?
We are that's not. Okay. That, no. And you can also contact us there. There's a contact page and you can find the My Chingo widget there. You can talk into your computer or you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast and tell us what you think of the show or give us some show ideas. We'd love show ideas. That'd be great.
We really need to find a way that people can contact us at Showtime, like live. That'd be great. That's what I want to do.
Buy a cell
phone. And I think
phone. Probably
people more would than, well, I have a cell phone, but I mean, to tap it in right and good, you know what I mean?
Oh, to get it hooked into here.
Yeah. Yeah, a phone number would be the best, I guess. Calling, yeah.
Well, why, you can just, you can have Skype give you a number too. Like you can buy a number from Skype.
Well, yeah. But that's person's long distance for whatever area the number is. You know how that works. You can't get the number here. The number's got to be... They don't have a Skype number for Canada, Windsor, nowhere. You have a Skype in number?
I don't have a Skype in number.
No. You have to get it from where they're available. And right. The closest one to us, probably like New York or Detroit or something.
It could be anywhere, yeah.
So people have to call a long distance to talk to us, and I don't know if that's
or
the greatest thing.
Or just get on Skype. If you're listening to us at Showtime, you're on a computer.
That's true, yeah.
Just get Skype and talk to us via Skype.
Right.
How easy is that?
Super easy.
Exactly. My Skype name is Cross Harper.
Well, we have a Jabbercast Skype thing anyway.
Do we?
Yeah. So you don't have to jam up your personal one with millions of listeners.
We have a Skype account?
Yes,
sure
we do.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Jabbercast.
The
I think
Jabbercast.
It is, yeah. Yeah. No, not 100% sure, but we'll have that information for you next week.
Okay, let's make sure we have that information.
All right. Well, everybody have a great week.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Oh, wait. What's next week's show? That's something that...
We ain't got time for that.
Oh, sure we do. Everybody wants to know.
You got to edit that.
I had 1,000 times I had our page up. But anyways, it's fighting at home and professionally. There's a difference. How about fighting for causes? Fighting for your life? Fighting the good fight? Fight? Or fight and much, much more? Oh, fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
Can't read my own typing.
So let's...
We should have saved that all that Gaza talk for next week. But anyway... There you have that.
If you want to fight Big JD or Lippo, let us know during the week and we'll hook something up for the show.
And the winner wins a t-shirt.
Yeah. A live fight on the show, and then the winner wins a t-shirt. Doesn't matter if you lose.
It's a war of words fight.
No, physical fighting.
So you can make up the best word.
Just punch Big JD in the shoulder.
Yeah. Or his back.
Or his back. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week, folks.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.